She's old hat at this by now. What she thinks then and thereafter is, but he was free. And it is her bitter, weary self that answers this almost question every time her bewildered, shocked self manages to produce it. He wasn't. Not really. But now he will be. But you need context. Let's try the ending again, writ continentally. Here is a land. It is ordinary as lands go. Mountains and plateaus and canyons and river deltas, the usual. Ordinary, except for its size and its dynamism. It moves a lot, this land. Like an old man lying restlessly abed, it heaves and sighs, puckers and farts, yawns and swallows. Naturally, this land's people have named it the Stillness. It is a land of quiet and bitter irony. The Stillness has had other names. It was once several other lands. It's one vast unbroken continent at present. But at some point in the future, it will be more than one again. Very soon now, actually. The end begins in a city. The oldest, largest, and most magnificent living city in the world. The city is called Eumenes, and once it was the heart of an empire. It is still the heart of many things, though the empire has wilted somewhat in the years since its first bloom, as empires do. Eumenes is not unique because of its size. There are many large cities in this part of the world, chain-linked along the equator like a continental girdle. Elsewhere in the world, villages rarely grow into towns, and towns rarely become cities, because all such polities are hard to keep alive when the earth keeps trying to eat them. But Eumenes has been stable for most of its 27 centuries. Eumenes is unique, because here alone have human beings dared to build not for safety, not for comfort, not even for beauty, but for bravery. The city's walls are a masterwork of delicate mosaics and embossing, detailing its people's long and brutal history. The clumping masses of its buildings are punctuated by great high towers like fingers of stone, hand-wrought lanterns powered by the modern marvel of hydroelectricity, delicately arching bridges woven of glass and audacity, and architectural structures called balconies that are so simple yet so breathtakingly foolish that no one has ever built them before in written history. But much of history is unwritten. Remember this. The streets are paved not with easy-to-replace cobbles, but with a smooth, unbroken, and miraculous substance the locals have dubbed asphalt. Even the shanties of Eumenes are daring, because they're just thin-walled shacks that would blow over in a bad windstorm, let alone a shake. Yet they stand as they have stood for generations. At the core of the city are many tall buildings, so it is perhaps unsurprising that one of them is larger and more daring than all the rest combined. A massive structure, whose base is a star pyramid of precision-carved obsidian brick. Pyramids are the most stable architectural form, and this one is pyramids times five because why not? And because this is Eumenes, a vast geodesic sphere whose faceted walls resemble translucent amber, sits at the pyramid's apex, seeming to balance there lightly. Though in truth, every part of the structure is channeled toward the sole purpose of supporting it. It looks precarious. That is all that matters. The Black Star is where the leaders of the empire meet to do their leaderish things. The Amber Sphere is where they keep their emperor, carefully preserved and perfect. He wanders its golden halls in genteel despair, doing what he is told, and dreading the day his masters decide that his daughter makes a better ornament. None of these places or people matter, by the way. I simply point them out for context. But here is a man who will matter a great deal.